AIM listed Cadence Minerals is a mining and investment group engaged in commodity projects at various stages of development around the world. We spoke to Chief Executive Kieran Mazaria late last week for an update on the Imapa iron ore project directly from Brazil, and he joins us again this morning directly from the port of Santana. Hello, Kieran. Good to speak with you again.
Hi. Good morning, Alan. Good to speak to you.
So when we spoke a few days back, you were impressed at the pace of restructuring and development across Imapa's operations. There's another big step in progress today with the approval of the bank credit committees. But before we get to that, can you tell us where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm here at the privately owned port in Santana. So this in the future will be where the iron ore comes from the mine via the railway. It's then effectively stacked through this process here, which is a stacker and a reclaimer. And that's stacked into piles, and you can actually see an old stockpile there. And then that is reclaimed by that machine once it's, it's actually going to be a new machine there. That's reclaimed and then put onto conveyor belts that take it out to the jack-up rig. And that's then loaded onto vessels. At the moment, that'll probably be Handymax or Panamax vessels or Handymax vessels, then shipped to China or transshipped and taken onto Capesize and then shipped to China. So it's in essence the end of the process when you get to shipping and moving the material. And the reason why it's all very black here is it's because this is all what we call pellet feed material, which would be sold at 65% material, and that we sold at a premium in the market around at this point in time of over $140 a ton.
Right. Okay. So on to the announcement today. Cadence received credit committee approval from the secured bank creditors, which have assisted in paving the way for Cadence to vest an initial 20% in the Imapa iron ore project. So are we home and dry now?
Not quite. We're nearly there. I would say that to me, this was the most important thing to occur because I knew that the credit committees are effectively the people that will approve the deal. Look, you've got to remember that this deal was agreed in principle in September last year. The timing of the deal, the amount that's going to be paid under the settlement agreement and how it's going to be paid have all been known and they haven't changed. So it really just required the credit committee approvals, which really, as we said, assists in paving the way. And there will be now a process of the final drafting of the settlement agreement, which is very advanced given that we started that drafting a while ago. There are a few things to resolve there. And then that will be a process of signature. So there's no further committee approval required. There is just, as long as this agreement stays within the terms, which we have no intent of changing, then it is effectively a signature on it, finalize it, sign it, and then it's filed at the court, and at which point we vest our 20%.
Fantastic. So can we hazard a guess as to how long this final documentation will take?
We can hazard a guess. I think I'm going to stick to my guns here and say it will be forthcoming and we'll announce it as soon as it occurs. And then, you know, that's then we can move forward. Not that we haven't been moving forward, but we can have 20% convest.
Okay, that's great. Now, just to take us back to progress at Imapa, and of course, you're at the port of Santana there, and you supplied us with a number of images from the mine, the administration center, and so on. So I'm going to bring these up. Can you talk us through each one as we go?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the first one you're showing there on the left-hand side is the ball mill at the mine in Imapa. There are two of these ball mills. That is a process after it's gone through the primary, secondary, and tertiary crushers. It goes into the ball mill, which makes the material really fine. And by making that material fine, it then goes either through to, probably it'll go through to a magnetic separator. That's a process that we have to add in. But it goes to a froth flotation process, various desliming. So you end up with, in essence, what we're looking to do is a pellet feed product, which is a very fine, high-grade material that sells for a premium on the market. On the right-hand side is actually a picture of, just understand that it's not completely, these are stores. This is part of the stores that are already at the mine, which can be utilized for the maintenance of the equipment both mining equipment and the plant. You know, we're going through a whole inventory, putting an SAP system in place to ensure that we have that inventory correctly catalogued, so that we can move forward. And you know, that administrative support portion of the mine is important as well.
Okay.
Next slide.
So.
That slide. So on the left-hand side is a perspective view of basically the primary, secondary and tertiary crushers. So this is a process that is before the ball mills. So that will, you know, that basically crushes the ore down to this what is called friable iterbrite, which is that so a dark black material gets crushed down, and then that will then go to the ball mill and then, you know, froth flotation to move silica and stuff like that to get rid of the impurities. And that is actually what you can see on the right-hand side. It's our team. It's basically the loadout station from the mine into that drops down into that sort of green hut that goes down and it gets crushed again. Then that's the primary crusher and then moved on to the secondary tertiary crushers on your right. So this is an initial part of the process to produce the product with the ball mills, flotation tanks, etc. following.
Okay. We then have some pictures of the administration center. Can you take us through these?
Yeah, absolutely. On the left-hand side is a small communal garden, a social project that we started here that grows some vegetables, which can be farmed, and then people are, you know, given the seeds so they can go and farm that material, increasing the biodiversity of in essence, some of the vegetables and diet that people eat. On the right-hand side, what we have there is actually the old railway. We won't be using that piece, but the there's a mural at the behind there, which is a community project showing the trip of iron ore all the way to the port. And that little railway carriage there is an old passenger railway carriage, which is going to be, it's been repurposed as meeting rooms, community centres and those sort of things. So, you know, it's part of the administrative process or the administrative buildings that we have here at AMAPA.
Okay. We're seeing you interact, of course, with the workers there in your time at AMAPA. What are you hearing from the residents and the workers as you tour around the various infrastructure sites?
Well, it's generally been really positive. I think they're desperate for us to keep on moving and certainly put the big pieces of infrastructure in. I can understand that, but you know, that requires us to finish our studies to understand the capex, opex, and so forth. So, and then raise the debt financing associated with it. So that's probably one of the frustrations. But overall, people are really happy. I mean, the work that went into putting the administration setter together, people are really happy and want to get this started again. We have to remember that, you know, it contributed a very large percentage of GDP in this state at one point. When we look at it, and look at our own macroeconomic studies, so that as a percent of GDP, it represents about 3% of GDP, and overall employment, both in state and out of state, and the effect on tertiary suppliers. So primary and tertiary suppliers is around 4,000 people. Internally, it's probably going to be up to 1,000 to 1,800, depending on which way we go in terms of automation. But it's a big impact on a state revenues, you know, and the multiplier effect of once people get paid, they go to other suppliers. So it's a huge revenue boost here for not only just here in Santana, which is the port. Then you have at Pedra Branca de Mapari, which is where the mine is. And so you have these two centers, which will benefit hugely from this mine reopening.
Super. It really is a truly transformational time for Cadence. And as you've just articulated, a life-changing time for many of the local residents in AMAPA. Before we wrap up, Kieran, what's next?
Basically, we have, I see obviously the signing of the settlement agreement and our vesting of 20%. But that, to me, that's going forward, that's pretty easy. The next bit is getting those pre-feasibility studies and bankable feasibility studies. We've been liaising with our own engineers here, including the mine planning engineer, the plant engineers, port engineers and railway engineers to see how we can speed that up, hopefully, and get to BFS sooner. And then, of course, raise capital and go forward. In the interim, there'll be sort of announcements of things like mineral reserves will get published, because as you go through the PFS, you go from PFS, you get to mineral reserves. And the PFS also critically will have net present values of the assets, so that both we can understand and, you know, the economics behind it. We have our own calculations, but it's good to have a third party verification. And then, you know, shareholders can understand that net present value and the potential value of this project when fully materialized. Then it's, of course, there's the whole implementation and construction, which in the end, you know, what we're wanting to do is produce a product. So I'll just grab some from the floor here. You know, this this is a pellet feed I've got in my hand here. And that's what we're trying to produce. We're trying to get to this pellet feed product, which, you know, sells at a premium in the market, and we, you know, and deliver that to the market. And, you know, a good thing about this area, I forget to mention it actually, is, you know, the power delivered here is all hydroelectric, and we're certainly going to be connecting to the grid rather than diesel gensets. So that's going to make it a green iron ore with a high grade, which may not need gas. It may not need coal fire to turn it into steel, and it could be a gas fired refinery that turns this this material into steel. So there's both social benefit and on the as we've discussed, and there's the environmental benefit in the sense that we are going to be looking to do it via green energy, and hopefully be able to, it can be turned into steel with a greener form of energy as well.
So much to look forward to, and we look forward to hearing more from you on this in the coming weeks. Kieran Mazaria, Chief Executive of Cadence Minerals, thank you for joining us directly from the port of Santana in Amapa today.
Thank you very much, Alan.